Hi there. You're back with Who's Talking? Frank and Habbo, as the bumper indicated, and we're visiting with former Virginia great Curtis Staples, not only one of the great shooters in Virginia basketball history, but one of the great shooters in NCAA basketball history. And Curtis, you know, as a coach at Virginia Episcopal, I assume you probably had a little issue, or they tried to deal with the freedom of movement officiating. How did that impact your team this year, and what do you think? How do you think the games will be called in the NCAA tournament?
Well, I mean, you know, officiating has always been highly scrutinized, and rightfully so at times. But I don't know how much it affected us this year. But I will say that, you know, you never can get a really good feel for how games are going to be called. You know, you just don't know. But the main thing is that you hope for the best and just try to have your guys go out there and just block out whatever's going on, regardless if they're bad officiating or if they're great. You just want to always play hard, you know, regardless of what's going on, because you can't actually control it. You can't do anything about it.
You know, one of the challenges in the NCAA, and I don't know if they've changed this, but they used to always deal with split crews. So you would have, you know, three officials, and you might have three different leagues represented. And sometimes those guys are not used to working together, which can be a factor.
Yes, it can. But, you know, I think they've tried to do that to make it more fair, I guess. A lot of people said you just can't, and you're not supposed to have a person from your conference on a crew, on your game. So, I don't know. We'll just see how it goes. Again, it's one of those things that you can't never really tell how it's going to be. You just have to be ready to adjust to it.
You know, guard play, always important in college basketball, particularly important in NCAA tournament play. You would think Virginia, with arrested Malcolm Brogdon and London Perrantes, is got a leg up in that regard, I would think.
I would think so, too. I really hope that they stay, you know, pretty sharp the entire tournament. Virginia, we're definitely going to need them, those two guys, to lead us for the next month.
Well, you know, we've had Dave Glenn on the show, who's a very well-known radio personality and the former editor of the ACC Sports Journal. And he always talks about Virginia being such a high-quality team in all phases of the game. And he said, you know, the key to this team, and he said this like months ago, was what was going to happen once we got to crunch time with the number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, and number 8 players on the roster coming into the game, and would they be able to contribute enough to take some of the pressure off Virginia's big 3? What do you think?
Well, you know, again, I think that Virginia has enough talent. I mean, I think a lot of those guys are very talented. Like you said, like Shayok is playing a lot better now, playing with more confidence. You've got Toby that's, you know, been on and off this year, but he's very much capable of playing extremely well. I mean, you've got a really diverse group of guys, like Nolte shooting the ball really good. I mean, we really do have the weapons. It's just all about the consistency of it. So if we could get some consistency during this stretch here, we'll be fine.
Now, on your team, Virginia Episcopal, do you have a lot of good shooters, and do you feel like you can teach them how to shoot the basketball?
I always keep one sharpshooter every year. I make sure I've got one. I've got one really good. He's graduating this year. But, you know, if you can't shoot, you can't play for me. That's the bottom line. I always tell the guys when I go out and recruit, can a guy shoot? If one of my coaches tell me he's on the road watching a kid play, the first question is, can he shoot? If he can't shoot, I don't want him. You know, so that's one of the biggest requirements for me, and I make sure that those guys, when they come here, that we get plenty of gym time in. They're getting a lot of shots up every day. That's mandatory per day to get up at least 500 shots on their own.
You know, it's funny. I was watching the selection show last night, and Bill Self, the Kansas coach, was talking about, you know, the success in the tournament. And, you know, you got your X and O's and your matchups and everything else, but he said ultimately it comes down to making shots, and that really is the nature of the game of basketball. And there was none better than Curtis Staples. You don't have any eligibility left, do you? We might be able to use you in the tournament.
Yeah, it would be nice if I did, but I'm a little too old for that now, so I'll just sit back and pull for those guys.
I don't know. I think if we could get you open, I think you could still knock down a few.
Well, you would be correct with that. I still can do that. No doubt about it.
Hey, by the way, we saw Jay Williams shooting around. Now, granted, he was wearing his business suit minus his jacket. I watched him for about 10 minutes. He didn't make a shot. He was he was walking around the court. And
well,
and
he's been around Seth Greenberg too long. That's the problem.
Well, Curtis, we have loved having you on the show tonight, and we wish you the best of luck in the future. Please stay in touch with us, and good luck to you at VES. And, you know, you lead those Bishops to some more victories and have some fun in Lynchburg.
All right, I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good one.
Thank you, Curtis.
All right, we're going to head to break, and we'll come back on the other side. We've got Chris Wright of the Sabre, and we're going to break down the NCAA brackets and Virginia's chances. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.